Our focus is just going there, you know, matching their intensity, starting fast, and throw the first punch. And hopefully, you know, all the guys are eager and ready to do that.
Go ahead,
Nick, as you guys looked at the game one against them, defensively speaking, they only got 20 points, but defensively speaking, what kind of things do you think you got to do better to come out winning this time?
The first game, made too many mistakes, missed tackles. We cleaned up those. I feel like we had a better chance of winning that game if we can, you know, improve on the little things that we made mistakes in the first time. So hopefully, you know, everybody in tune to our game plan this week.
Knowing that they're a team that they don't commit mistakes?
You know, every team makes mistakes. They just do it very little. But when they do, you got to capitalize on it. And hopefully we can, you know, capitalize on at least one of them this week. You know, but that's our main focus. If we can just go in there and try to create just one, that's a big boost for us.
How does Zatari help you guys if he plays, and what can he bring in this type of game when you're facing a physical running back?
Experience. He done been in the playoff atmosphere before. He know how the game's going to go. It can go from team to team very fast. So just him dressing and being out there with the guys, I think that'll give us just a boost. And confidence is when us go down in the back end, Pep or myself, they have somebody can go in and step up and understand the game plan and know how to play the game.
How did you guys play the game against Roddy White first time around?
We did a good job. You know, might be had one or two plays on us, but for the most part, I think he only had like 50-some yards, and that's a good day for us.
Do you feel like you're well-rested but yet had enough reps this week out of practice?
You know, it's crunch time. You know, you can't even think about it in that aspect. You just got to go out there and, you know, go with the flow. You know what we're trying to do, know what we're trying to accomplish, and that's trying to make it to this Super Bowl and win it. And Atlanta is in front of us right now, so we got to get ready for Atlanta.
Mike talked about you guys still have 56 hours until kickoff. How do you plan on spending to make sure you're as fresh as you can be on a short week?
Just relax, you know, go home. Kick my feet up, watch a couple of some movies on TV, and that's about it.